Botswana's COVID-19 Task Force Scientific Advisor Mhomotse Matshaba says the country recorded a threefold increase in the number of cases in the last week. Matshaba says in 4 days, the infection rate rose from about 40 a day to nearly 150.
In this time period, we saw an increase of 575 new cases recorded, meaning that we are seeing between 140 and 150 cases per day. This is an increase from the last reporting period. The total number of active cases, these are important because they potentially can spread the virus, has increased to 1,729.
Matshaba says the capital, Gaborone, and the tourist resort area of Maung have been hit particularly hard.
The Maung zone, which has worsened from the yellow that it has been for the last couple of weeks to now red. Greater Gaborone is the last of the zones that has changed from the red that we saw in the last week's report to back to white, which means there's more disease in this zone.
President Mokgweetsi Masisi, in ending the state of emergency, warned against reckless behavior. Night sports have reopened, and Matshaba says the spike in cases could be linked to the end of the state of emergency on September 13.
The incubation period is between 10 to 14 days. If you look at it, it's around 2 weeks since the end of the state of emergency. If people do not follow COVID-19 protocols, this is the result.
Botswana has just emerged from a devastating third wave, which saw the country ranked as one of the world's COVID-19 hotspots. For VOA, this is Mqondisi Dube in Gaborone, Botswana.